family of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter comes from Psalms chapter 16. And as you say, for the word of prayer, Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. All the times that we have gone against, all the times that we have sinned against, all the times that we have gone astray, may you send in your Holy Spirit to come and be with us, Father. May you pardon us, all those who are sick, all those who are in pain, all those who are in distress. Almighty King of Kings, may you heal them and may you continue protecting and granting us all the things that we desire. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let us go straight to today's Wonder Chapter. Keep me safe, my Lord, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom we delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out liberations of the blood of such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my slot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in the pleasant places. Surely I have delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who consoles me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, the Lord is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body is also secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with internal pleasures at right hand. And this is where our Wonder Chapter for today ends. What message do we learn from today's Wonder Chapter? Let's go straight. The first message comes from verse 1. What does verse 1 say? Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. And this just got me thinking. Where do we take refuge? Where do you take refuge? Who is your stronghold? Who is your rock? You know, it's one thing to say the Lord is my refuge. It's another thing to place your trust in him. Amen. These are two completely different things. And we as Christians, we are fond to be great talkers. I don't know how to frame this. We are good with words, but we have failed to put them in action. When you go to verse 2, it says, I say to the Lord, you are my God. Apart from you, I have nothing good. The Lord, knowing the Lord and being in his presence is the best thing, is the best gift in life. There is nothing that comes even close. Forget about those Gucci handbags, those Balenciaga. Name them. Knowing the Lord is the best gift you can ever have as a Christian. When you go into verse 4, it says, those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Amen. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. It just got me thinking, how many times have we run after other gods instead of running after the Almighty? How many times have we shifted our focus from the main God and started worshipping small gods? How many times have we sacrificed our time that we are meant to be with God for other earthly things? How many times? Verse 5 says, Lord, you alone are my portion. You make my Lord secure. Amen. Let the Lord be your portion. Let him be your portion. Because when you continue to verse 8, it says, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. I know you have seen some people who even, you see that, oh my God, these people are struggling. You know, they're going through a lot. But you find them not shaken. You find them not moved. You find them strong. And you start saying, wow, I want to be like so and so. This person is a strong person. Have you ever gone back and asked yourself, what gives them that strength? It's because they keep their eyes on the Lord. And trust me, there's so many things that will come left and right to grab your attention. But endeavor to keep your eyes always on the Lord. When you go to verse 10, it says, because you will not abandon me to the realm of dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. As long as you are keeping your eyes focused on the Lord, He will never abandon you. Yes, you may go into seasons of sorrow and pain, but trust me, He will stick with you until the end. Some Christians think just because they have accepted to follow God and live in His way that there will not be ups and downs in our life. But the Bible is telling us that's not the case. That's not the scenario. We shall still face all those, but we should not lose focus. Amen. We should not lose focus. We have to keep in the Lord. We have to keep in the Lord. And last, when you go to verse 11, it says, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Are you lost? Do you feel you are stranded? Do you feel you do not know where to go? Then get on your knees and ask God. He will not only show you the right path, but He will fill you with joy. And He will give you eternal pleasures that you'll never fathom, that cannot even be matched with the most pleasurable pleasure of the earth. You just have to keep your eyes focused on Him. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 16. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. We really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life and thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, when we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, not of the now, what I feel to do, Father, all the times that we have not lived according to your plans, Father, all the times that we have left your side, Father, may you have mercy on us and may you be protecting us and guiding us in everything that we do. We pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.